life look like when it started? How was that testable, feasible?
I don't know precisely. We know it could really could not have been multicellular. The first life form may have been like a viral analog. Maybe it had a protein coating instead of a phospholipid coating, or maybe it did have a phospholipid membrane.
Right. So how do you draw that into life as we know it?
Sure.
And scientifically, how is that testable? How is that observable?
So I'm going to demonstrate to you why this has nothing to do with whether or not evolution is true. So do you know who Tom Brady is?
Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know who Tom Brady is?
I do, yeah. Okay. Unfortunately.
How many Super Bowls did he win? He wears a bunch of
rings. He wears a bunch of rings on his fingers.
Yes, yes,
he won does. Nine, I think. I think he won eight with the Patriots and one with the Bucks.
It was six with the Patriots and one with the Bucks. But okay, so he won. So you,
oh, seven. You, oh, yeah, I thought he won nine. Oh, yeah.
You know who Tom Brady is? Right. You know he played for the Patriots and the Bucks. Where'd he go to college?
I have no idea where he went.
Okay, well, maybe you don't know all that much about him, but okay, so you know, do you remember the famous person he was married to for a while?
I think he was married to a model. Yeah, I think that model's married to
Jiznail Blumpkin, I think was her name. But anyways, so there's all these things you know about Tom Brady. Okay, what position were Tom Brady's parents in when he ejaculated into her mom, thus creating the inception of Tom Brady? Because you have to know that in order to know whether or not he played for the Patriots.
Missionary. Boom. Next question.
So, sorry. I mean, it was actually an accident, but
yeah, well, you would what have position to know,
were his parents in?
You would have to know, like, where every Adam aligned in order to know if life could be conceived on this planet.
So that has nothing to do with what position Tom Brady's parents were in when he ejaculated into his mother. Could you answer that question for me?
Nothing has anything to do with what position they were in.
Oh, and the origin of life has nothing to do with whether or not evolution is true. Now you understand it. Okay. You can now ask your third or fourth question.
Yeah. If where life began doesn't prove whether or not evolution is true, then why is the why is that so much a I'm sorry, I'm trying to get my words straight. Why is that why is whether evolution is true codified in whether the like, if you can trace it back, then why isn't it true?
Holy fucking shit. What a question.
Yeah, I'm drinking a little bit. Like,
a little bit?
If you can't prove it, if you can't prove where life came from, why is evolution true?
Because it doesn't matter. Regardless of how the first life forms were formed on this planet, if it was the case that aliens came here and created the first living cells using technology, if the origin
of... Is that what you think?
No. But if that is what happened...
Are you like a panspermian?
Stop. If that is what happened... If that is what happened, then everything about evolution since then would still be what we know today. So evolution is not proven true or false based on how life got here. Well, it can be, because if you believe in like a literal interpretation of the Bible, because the Bible says that basically all of the life forms were created at the same time.
So then that means
that they really didn't evolve hardly at all, except there would be methamphetamine driven levels of evolution post flood. But
I mean, that's cool. So you think that a bunch of different species showed up all at once?
No.
So well, then where do they all come from?
Evolution.
A single origin?
Yeah.
All right. Then you then everything that you just said is meaningless. Because they didn't all come from a single origin. If they did come from a single origin, then you would have to prove that. Instead of your alien species are like sperming the earth.
The alien species creating the first organism still then means how, that we have a universal common ancestor.
Prove that all the species came from the first organism.
Okay, all life on the planet shares genes.
Yes, we share the same genetics. Yes, we have the 90. We have lots of shared genes with a banana. That doesn't prove anything.
I mean, if you don't believe me, then stick one up your ass.
Okay. Well, prove it.
You can stick one up your ass?
No.
I mean, we
can all do that together. Let's all stick a banana up our ass and be like, this is my ancestor. Come on, let's do it right now.
You can if you'd like, I suppose.
No, thanks.
All right. So we share lots of genetics with the banana.
No, very few, actually.
No, a lot. Like,
no, not a lot, actually.
60% of our genetics.
Not all that much.
60% of our genetics is with a banana.
No, it's not.
Yes. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Look it up. Hey, viewers, look it up.
I have looked it up. I've read more about that claim than you've read in your entire life, which is to say I read one thing about it.
That's bullshit.
No.
I've read Richard Dawkins. I've read everything about evolution, my friend.
All of it?
And miraculously, it had no effect on you.
Well, it didn't sway me. It didn't make me think that it was a fact. It was a good a hypothesis and still a theory. I'm not swayed one way or another. Like I think the biggest thing that I'm controversial about is like the Lucy findings in Africa. Like these mammals were climbing trees. And they were found in the back of a cave.
Nobody thinks that Lucy was climbing trees, snort.
That's what they found. They stood up in the middle of the savannah. Yes, my wife is an archaeologist. She says this all the time.
There's this one Lucy specimen that speculated that it died by falling out of a tree. Is that what you're talking about?
No. This is like they found these specimens in the back of a cave, except they were supposed to be out in the savannah. So then why the hell were they in the back of the
cave? I think you're thinking of Homo naledi. Homo
habilis.
Famously, like...
Nope, Homo habilis.
Which is not Lucy either, so you're just making this up as you go.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Nope.
I'm not. You are. You're drunk.
Yeah, I am a little bit.
I think I might be on this guy's side now. I'm convinced that he knows what he's talking about.
We're not here to convince what we're talking about. We're here. I guess we're here to.
You're not even here to do that.
Evolution is a fact. And it's not.
Guest, you're not really even here, I would say.
I'm here.
Most well.
You want to talk about Lucy?
I mean, the lights are on, but I don't think anyone's actually home.
You don't talk about Lucy.
There's a very good chance that tomorrow he'll think that this didn't happen.
Oh, no, I will definitely know this happened.
What about Lucy?
What about Lucy? Do you know anything about Lucy?
Do you want to talk about Lucy?
Do you want to talk about Lucy? They found her in the back of a cave.
I don't think that.
And then
no,
they said, that's,
Lucy, no.
These people were... These quote-unquote people were like stood up in the middle of the savannah. Then why were they in the cave?
Lucy was not found in a cave.
Yes, you was. Yes, under Victoria Falls.
Can you okay. Under Victoria Falls?
Oh no, that was wrong. That was a different one.
Guest, can you read? Like, I can tell you choose mostly not to, probably, like, in life, but can you?
I can read.
Okay, read this. What are you waiting for? Okay, you can't read. Oh. Okay, so, okay.
Yes.
Do you have any words with less syllables?
N-O? I don't know if I can do any better than that. Are you just not going to even try
Hold
to
on.
Read
it's
this?
A little cut off. I don't think that.
Oh, well, on my end, it looks like it's not.
There you go. It's good now. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, it left. Rather being subjected to the tyranny of reading on camera, he chose instead to run away.
Reading is kind of hard, dude. I don't blame him.
Reading is for people that know how to read.
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.